Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to News of My Fiance. How was you doing on this fine Thursday?
Good morning.
I don't know, y'all.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what you want from me right now.
I think I have it. I think I have what I want from you.
No, do you?
I think you've shown up as your full self. And what more? What more did one want?
I feel like this is a backhanded compliment. No.
I don't do them.
Oh no.
You know?
Hey fiancés, how we doing this morning? I wanna be asleep. It's not even that. I don't even know what it is.
You do want to be asleep though, right?
I mean, I woke up before my alarm. Maybe I'll get a nap. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. I want a break, but I don't want to be asleep for the break. You know what I mean?
Like a just chill break, just like a wake break.
Where you can that's guilt free.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, okay.
We're all out of those.
We don't have those.
Nah, you're not. I don't even know where you're gonna find something like that.
I don't either.
Guilt free break in under this administration? In this economy?
In this economy?
What?
I don't want to. I am here for rest and, you know, restoration and all those things. But like, I don't want my only escape from this hellscape, I guess, to be sleeping.
That makes for nightmarish dreams, too.
It does.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know that I want to be asleep, but I don't know. I don't know, Ambush. I do need rest. I do need those things. I feel like my body's shutting down.
If I could charter you a chopper to a mega yacht off the coast of the country of your choice, what country would it be? What?
I have no idea.
Then you don't really want it. Let's move on.
Oh, okay. That's fair. I do understand that you're supposed to stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Yeah. And I wasn't ready with an answer.
Here I am.
For send me to the Amalfi Coast or something.
All right. Okay. He's a little bit ready. He's a little bit. Okay. So you've been thinking about it. you put some thought into it. Okay.
And that's what I'm saying. I have not put thought into a chartered chopper coming to pick me up to take me to a mega yacht. I have never once delighted in that thought.
Okay. All right.
But I know you have. So what is the Batman chopper called? Because there's got to be one.
Oh, yes.
There's
the wing, of course.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what we should call it. Yeah. That makes sense. The wing.
Yeah, it's a bat wing, of course. But sure.
Like they're a little lack of creativity in the naming conventions of.
We just want to stay true to the core of, you know, what this is all about. Yeah. Fighting crime with bats. So don't try to stray too much, you know? don't try to do a little too much. Okay, obviously, fair. If I'm Bruce, we're choppering in the daytime, and it's just going to be some chartered chopper to whatever super yacht I already have parked off the coast of whatever's, you know? So, yeah. Not too much thought to it. It's just a Thursday. It's just a Thursday after this show for us.
Yeah. Good morning, Michelle. Michelle said, Morgan dropped onto a mega yacht. Sounds like a special op. She's going to befriend the orcas and it's going to be over.
Right. And then you see her floating away on a raft and the yacht goes up behind her in an explosion.
Yes. Yes. Just me and the whale babies. Yes. We did it, Joe. Yeah.
Yeah, Jorah. Yeah, the Bruce Wing.
That's the name of it?
Well. That's what you call it during the daytime.
You know? Oh, Batsy.
You guys on your PJs, we got the Bruce Wayne. She said, oh, Batsy.
Oh, Batsy. Oh, boy. Well, I'm tired.
Yeah.
But.
Understandable.
I know all of y'all are tired. You're probably tired of hearing me say I'm tired. Sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Sick and tired.
So we don't need to do that. You know, we're alive. As my father says, I'm vertical. That's what matters.
Yeah. How you doing, Nick? Well, I'm vertical. I'm
vertical.
You know what?
Hey, brother. Okay. You got it, my man.
Yeah. Nick Jones is who Joe Biden wanted to be. For sure.
Well,
for sure.
Well.
Yeah. Hey, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Hanging out with cornbread. That's, listen.
It is corn pop, and you corn are going to stop I'm sorry. Disrespecting that fictitious person's name. Corn pop.
Who gave him that? Call him corn pop.
He gave him that.
Sure sounds like it.
Corn pop is never going to get old to me because that's a cereal. That is absolutely not the tough guy on the block's name.
You know, it's
not even in 1932 or whenever
ever.
He was talking about.
You know what image like delights me right now? Seeing Kamala's face the first time she heard that story and she had to suppress the laughter. That face that she makes when she makes eyes with the camera, like, are you okay? Corn pop.
Her office Joe, moments.
Yeah. Joe, tell us about corn pop again.
Now, what was his name?
What was his name?
It's a good one.
Oh, gosh. Man.
Well, yesterday was filled with a lot of breaking noise. And
okay. Haven't heard you use that before. That's nice.
This whole week, actually, I mean, it's like, I think this is our, not that it wasn't a norm anyway, but I definitely, this second time around has, you know, the expansion pack of a billionaire and then the billionaire boys club that is the cabinet.
Simply the cabinet.
The actual administration. Just every day is something. No, every day is so many things that it is just mind blowing if you are to actually sit with all of the things that get just thrown out as, I don't know, ideas, plans, bills.
Bruh.
I saw.
Bruhs.
Bruhs. Earlier this morning, I saw four bills that have been introduced by Republicans that are just like, you guys are just, we're all just wasting time, right? Trump's face on a $250 bill, because since those don't exist, I guess they should.
Wait, what?
Trump's face on Mount Rushmore.
Oh, no.
Trump's birthday as a federal holiday. And change the Constitution to allow a third Trump term. These are four bills that were proposed by Republicans.
All right, give them to me one more time. Trump.
Trump's face on a $250 bill.
Okay.
Trump's face on Mount Rushmore. Trump's birthday as a federal holiday.
Whoa.
And while we're here, we should just change the Constitution to allow a third term for Trump.
He's doing so good, he's earned a third term. It's like he's playing a video game and he just got another life. Look at you. A trophy. Third term. Earned.
You know.
I think he's been sensational.
I'm sorry?
I think he's done an incredible job. So proud of little Donnie.
Yeah.
He is reshaping the country.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Got me on that one. Jorah said corn pop, something about his leg hair in the pool or something. I don't remember. Yeah, you know, he was at the pool causing trouble, being a rabble rouser, as they do, as the young thugs on the streets of Delaware.
Oh,
used to do back in the day.
Oh, Wilmington, Delaware. In the whatever decades he was down there.
I just, you know, honestly, the amount of, I don't know what to call this, because it's not just like sucking up or licking the boots. It's so much worse than that. But the amount of it that is happening after the win, I feel like these things could be just be quiet. A lot of these folks could just be quiet with their boot licking.
Yeah.
National federal holiday for his birthday. This is cult behavior. This isn't political thought. This isn't like this person is not just destroying the government. This administration is destroying the idea of what government is for, what it can and can't do, all for it to become an authoritarian situation, right? Like that we get to have a dictator instead of a president. Woo! And I guess, you know, if you are a person who is like, yeah, dictators, awesome, maybe this is great. I'm confused for the people that are still on board. I am definitely seeing lots more conservative voters, you know, in real life at town halls saying you're not doing your job. Don't do this to us. You know, I am seeing people resist this, but I'm not seeing resistance that looks like it would move the needle. Mm-hmm. And I think that I definitely jump the gun in thought process sometimes where I just like skip to the end and I'm like, this is going to be so bad. And what has happened since, I don't know, January 20th? I mean, when's the inauguration? Yeah, 20th. When's the 20th, right? Not that he wasn't doing stuff before, but like today's the 27th. It's been a month and a week.
That's it, guys.
It's been a month and a week. And the amount of destruction. And I mean, even in just the flat out lies that they tell about government function. Like the way that they're going about this conversation about stripping SNAP and Medicaid and any, you know, of our social safety nets. They're trying to, and this is not new, but they're heavy in the paint right now, but they are trying to paint beneficiaries of Medicaid as the fraudsters.
Imagine. Yo, it's wild.
So I just want to say this. This was not, I didn't even mean to bring this up, sure. But I just want to say, when it comes to this Medicare and Medicaid situation, you are going to continuously hear, and you are already hearing it, all, you know, they all get the same talking points and they just say the same thing over and over. Waste, fraud, and abuse is the phrase that they're using for any social safety net, any sort of assistance. And they are trying to make it as if the beneficiaries of such things are the cause of fraud. And if that were even true, they would be able to change it, right? You find the fraudsters. You take them off those programs. But what you have to do to qualify for Medicaid, no one getting Medicaid is unqualified for it. Like you can't have anything. You cannot have a bunch of properties and a bunch of liquid cash sitting in an account. And, you know, you can barely have a car.
You can't have acquired the American dream.
Did you say can or can't?
You can't have acquired Correct. The American dream.
Well, you can have acquired it, but you can't have it still if you need Medicaid.
Right.
You may have done it. You may have won that part of the game of capitalism where you got the American dream. And if anything happens where you need assistance, you're going to have to do a whole bunch of tricks in, to qualify, which then that's not what's happening. That isn't what's happening. It is the providers. It is having privatized healthcare, having privatized every step of the way through. That's the issue, and that's where the fraud is. It is, in fact, those private nursing homes. It is, in fact, those private ambulance companies. It's privatization that opens this up for to make it ripe for fraud. And it's amazing to me that, you know, someone who whose companies receive $38 billion of U.S. tax dollars has anything to say about waste, use, or abuse or fraud.
You would think, and those are so quiet.
You would think.
Yeah.
One would think you'd zip it. But Big Dum Dum out here just keeps doing the fool. I don't know if you saw this. He just consistently getting caught and doing the dumb retweets and stuff like that. Like, he had retweeted with the, like, emoji with the...
crying emoji?
No. With the... what is this called? Like he's looking into it.
Oh, okay. With a magnifying glass?
Yes, thank you. Jeez Louise. The tweet itself says, Carlos Slim is a Mexican billionaire worth over $70 billion. He is the largest shareholder in publicly traded shares of the New York Times. He is also known to have significant ties to the drug cartels in Mexico. You don't become a billionaire in Mexico without being part of the cartel. Musk posted that. I'm just reading this thread. Mm-hmm. Musk posted that Slim could have ties to criminal groups. 5 minutes later, Slim canceled all business collabs with Starlink in Latin America. Musk lost $7 billion immediately.
Dang.
1 hour later, Slim announced a transfer of his projects for the next 5 years with Starlink worth $22 billion to companies in China and Europe.
Oh.
More than money, Musk lost his main partner in 25 countries, giving up all that territory to his competition and causing the USA to continue losing commercial presence in Europe and China.
Holy smokes.
This is the person that you are expecting to come in and get efficient. He is doing the same exact thing he did at Twitter, which absolutely failed miserably. Failed miserably. And I'm not going to spend much more time talking about Elon Musk, but I will tell you this. He has never done anything extraordinary, not once. Not even when he picked his new face. Mm. Not even when he had 18 children or however many he has at this point. 13, something like that. He's never done anything extraordinary. He has never done anything. He's never invented anything. He doesn't create anything. He doesn't create his own wealth. He steals it from us and then basks in the glow of being a billionaire failure.
That's something else.
He is a thief. And every single billionaire is. Every single one. You are a thief. You are stealing from other people in order to enrich yourself. Like, you don't get to be in charge of who spends what. You are not a good business person. So much so that you have to sue to be called a founder because you're not a founder.
You don't even have enough lifetime to spend what you earned, to spend what you've stolen.
Thank you.
You shouldn't be worried about what other people are doing with money anywhere at all. You can't even spend this. You can't even get rid of it.
Michelle said, drop that corn pop comic strip now. What's that rascal get up to next?
Matt said, you know someone's going to paint Trump's face orange with Mount Rushmore. For sure. That's what it should be.
Imagine somebody trying to carve that man's face out of stone. Like, please be for real. Go away.
It's because he's seen it on a t-shirt already. And he was like, I want that. He saw it in a t-shirt at a rally and was like, okay, these are the blueprints. If we can just have them do that with it, Put me in the middle. Move the other faces.
Move the other ones to the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scooch them over.
That is how
I know it can be done. I saw the picture of
he
it.
Definitely would AI generate that.
Yeah. Mm. Man's is wild for the night.
Oh, man. There's a lot of text. Sorry, I'm losing my ability to be able to read and then still and talk. Yeah, like,
it's all right.
I'm going to have to come back to those.
Bob said, be all that as it may. The important thing was that we needed to punish the Democrats for Gaza. And all it cost us was, well, our country. Oh, well, at least we have bendy straws.
They're coming back, Bob.
Bring the straws back. Huh?
Making America great again, one bendy straw at a time.
Yeah. I was saying on the ride up here that there's a part of me that is in awe, kind of marvels in what's happening right now. It's kind of like watching and getting an understanding of the full mechanism of the Empire in Star Wars and seeing all of it play out. And it's many different arms being like, wow, this is incredible. there are so many systems at work right now that have been occupying our thoughts and that we've been wrestling with as a society in our own little different boxes that we've been put in by other systems, separated, that watching it all work together under the puppet leadership of the least qualified person ever inside of the White House in modern era. All this is happening under, again, his quote-unquote leadership. You understand how great, how well-oiled and designed this game plan has to be? For him to be able to sit up in the White House, have somebody's kid yell at him while he is at his desk on camera, and also while he is doing bad math with the gold cards. And none of it matters. None of it matters. If Obama got 2 + 2 = 5, and he said that, and then, I'm sorry, 4. If he said it just like that, they would call him mentally unfit, and it would be in the news cycle for a minimum a week. They find a way to put a gate behind it, whether it's math gate, arithmetic gate. They put some type of gate behind it.
Math gate. Math.
And
that's all you guys want to talk about.
That's what we'd be doing. But Trump shows us time and time again how he himself is just along for the ride. He's certainly not in the driver's seat, and this thing is moving with the speed and preciseness of a ninja assassination. It's just like I keep turning around and bodies are dropping. Whoa, I can't even see this guy.
How's there more?
Where'd that star come from? It just whizzed past my ear. What's going on in here? And we're gone. I'm befuddled. Whoa.
Real quick, good morning, P-Town. P-Town said, he is the leader of the Dastardly Bastard Club. That's why his mama don't like him. Oh, bless.
Yo, Michelle said, how did we get those CBS lock cases on our public services?
Yo! Okay, stop. Because that is exactly what happened. Hold on. They were like, we need to get a handle on all of this shoplifting that's happening directly in front of our security guards.
Yeah.
Lock it down,
guys.
We need to get a handle on who is doing the abuse. Last thing.
Yeah.
Do you think that you find out where the abuse and the waste and the fraud is by firing every single inspector general? I think maybe they don't understand what that title means?
Probably not.
No, they definitely do, because their businesses have been inspected by a general.
By a general. What are those guys called again?
It's the same reason why they can't say the Consumer Protection Bureau. They're like, right. What I got? I don't sell anything over here.
CPB. Like,
what's the F for?
Right.
Okay. I just keep smacking my forehead.
Yeah.
We cannot fall for the misdirection. I know that, you know, fiancés, I know you'll not fall for the misdirection. And I want to continue to make the disclaimer that I don't want to talk about this stuff every Thursday morning. I don't want to talk about it every Monday night. I don't want that man to be a part of my every day.
He's stealing you away from me. He's consuming your every thought.
It's wild to me just how much has been even thought of being destroyed so quickly. And this is, you know, I do not expect more, I guess, from just like the unmitigated gall of a person winning capitalism. I should not be surprised. I don't expect them to all of a sudden be like, holy crap, I did it wrong. Wait a minute, this is death. I don't expect them to have a long-term vision outside of destruction or outside of exploitation. But it has always confused me. I am forever and always like, how does this work though? If what you need is a workforce to make your money for you.
Right.
I've never understood the idea of like also killing that workforce at the same time that they're doing the work for you.
Yeah. Yeah. How's the work get done?
I've never understood that. I've never understood the subjugation that came so naturally to people that enslaved others. I've never understood. What do you mean you no food, but go back out into the sun for another 16 hours and pick cotton? What? I've never understood it. But here we are. The mechanisms are the same. The subjugation, the exploitation that came incredibly naturally.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's even a fair statement in the way that it came naturally, because I don't believe many of the things that have been taught to us as a natural occurring thing. Like, oh, well, the Atlantic slave trade just happened, you know, but like it was going to. No matter who did it.
Mm.
Like, that's not true. So I don't know if it's fair to say that that came naturally to them. I'll say that it appeared.
It stuck.
It appeared to not stop.
Yeah, it stuck. It was a winning pitch for them. It's like, you know what? Yeah, more of this. I had a brunch with the good homie, John Riley, earlier this week.
Love John Riley.
Love John. Oh, I love him to pieces, my guy. And he said, you know, just looking at the history of the country, there has been no point within this country's history when the most brutal methods of subjugation and ruling weren't commonplace.
Yeah.
It was like, there was no point. There was at no point what they did to every ethnic group that came here or was brought here was the most, or that already was here, was the most brutal things. It's the foundation of the country. It's literally, there's nowhere else. There's no other way under which this country knows how to operate. So it's like, we have to kind of understand that and have the proper expectations for today. Like, what? Why are we? What are we talking about?
Right.
What have we been? What have we been shown through this country's history? What have they actively been trying to hide and deny about these countries, this country's history, in order to get us to buy in to the fantasy? Because right now,
everything,
yeah,
all of it. Calling slavery Black history.
Cray.
Sit with that. No white people get talked about in that. White people today will say my grandma was a, or my great grandmother was a nice slave owner. She was happy to feed them. Who was doing the cooking, babe?
Right.
What was she calling them? What was she saying to them? What was she telling her white men armies of brothers and husbands to do to them?
Sons and nephews.
What was she lying about? Enslaving people is total barbarianism. You know what I mean? Like, you, that's barbarian. You are a barbarian. You cannot put a sweet smile on that. But they did. And they do.
And you're right. And continue to. And continue to.
Right now.
Yeah.
Like, just the distortion that is Black history and in no way just American history. In no way do you talk about, not even in movies that are meant to highlight how barbaric it is. Do you really walk away, or do white people walk away from those and go, man, that was bad?
I think they walk away from it and they're like, good thing that's
not good thing anymore. That's over.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing how we can skip through it all. And then all of a sudden it's just, but it was white people that ended it.
Right. Ended what? Can we talk about what was happening?
Who started it?
Yeah. How'd we get there?
When you talk about the ending only and you don't talk about none of the other stuff, it just sounds like it naturally occurred. Mm-hmm. This thing happened to us.
It sprang out of nowhere and we stamped it out.
I don't know. I don't know how I got on this plantation. How do I own this house? Oh, this is so crazy. I have so much land and all these people working for me.
Oh my gosh.
How'd I get here? I don't pay these people. I do not see them as people. How'd I get there? Like, be for real for once. None of this was what we were supposed to talk about this morning.
Not in the warm-up, but I'm warmed up.
It happened.
Yeah. Watching that Ill Bill video last night, he was like, I don't think Black people should pay taxes. So we just shouldn't.
Not mad at it.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. You know, almost the first time I heard that, but I don't know why that hit different. I was like, yeah. Done it already.
I mean.
Done it. You guys have, yeah.
The fact that we are on probably our 28th, you know, federal committee to investigate if reparations are needed or warranted or fair, or if it's just another DEI woke agenda. How much money? There's the waste. There's the fraud. There's the abuse.
Right.
We can find these things real quick. You're wasting all our time and all our money on asking the dumbest questions in the world that you could have answered a long time ago. You are unwilling and unserious to actually addressing the harm that is still caused by things that happened years ago. It doesn't even matter what the thing is.
Yeah. Get over it.
Somehow we will never forget 9/11. But even in the moments of seeing the amount of people that died that day die daily during COVID,
right,
and more. And y'all was like, that's not even real. Right. They was like, no one's dying, hun.
I need to get my hair cut.
No one's dying.
Put these kids back in school.
Those are so hyperbolic.
Bob said, I've heard one or both of these statements from nearly every racist I've ever met. One, I have lots of black friends.
Yeah, you do.
Two, my ancestors didn't even own slaves.
Man, how's it feel to be a poor then? Huh? I guess we're just the same, aren't we?
Yeah.
Mine didn't either. Like, what, are we bonding?
Right.
It's so wild to me. I can't see the name. I don't know who this is, but it says, white people have been separated from their own humanity to enable slavery, apartheid, and it's the fullest potential. Oh, wait. And at its fullest potential genocide.
That is one Brooke.
Shout out to Brooke.
Yeah. Bum, 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 bum. Miss Jones Sunday.
Did miss you on Sunday. She and I have been chatting though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've already had this conversation. I don't know.
It's true.
Chatting.
Mess. Okay. Well, music break time.
We are at music break time.
I don't know what stories we're all actually going to all the way get to, because some of these warm-up topics do have to get talked about. So. Yeah. In local news, we are going to talk about the Portland Public Safety Committee meeting that ended in frustration over police oversight board changes.
Hello.
Changes.
Oh.
Hopefully we will get to the student story, the Portland student who's pushing a bill to support foster youth employment.
Yeah.
In national news, we will briefly cover the AI generated video of Trump's Gaza.
Oh my gosh.
It's just really cool. You know, there's like Elon's in there, and then there's like bearded belly dancer ladies. And like, I don't know that bearded ladies would exist in Trump's world if he had the option. But here we are. So, okay. And the report came out yesterday, day before, that reveals just how much of a welfare queen Elon Musk actually is. $38 billion. That's a B. Billion. Big B's. In government funding. $38 billion in government funding. And I bet every single one of you heard that headline, saw somebody say something about it. So sorry for the redundancy, but $38 billion in government funding while being the person who's going in and saying, no more contracts over there, but contracts over here. Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We're going to hop into this music break.
So I just want to say this text from before the break. Brooks said, no taxes, no college fees. There are so many ways reparations could and should be paid. Yes.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to respond and then you didn't say anything.
So. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to respond to what you were saying, what you were reading from her.
What?
Yeah, I thought that. So when you said it, I thought you were going to respond directly to Brooke with the same level of excitement as you did when you read it during the break. So I left that space for you, like, yeah, Brooke, da, 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 you know, boom, you had it. But.
Didn't work out.
No.
Look at that.
No.
Embarrassing.
Oh my god.
Okay. I say let's the show's almost over. So let's jump into the Portland Police Accountability Board.
Yeah.
Sound good to you?
Yeah.
Portland's new Community and Public Safety Committee faced heated debate and technical difficulties during its second ever meeting, which ended without a vote on proposed changes to the city's upcoming police oversight board. The proposal introduced by Councilor Samir Kanal sought to expand the definition of bias for board member selection and add a fifth community member to the nominating committee. However, a broadcasting issue cut the meeting short, leaving many frustrated and raising concerns over how public input is being handled. More than 30 people signed up to give public comments, but fewer than half were able to speak due to a strict 4:45 p.m. deadline. Committee co-chairs Kunal and Councillor Steve Novick said the city's inability to broadcast past 5 p.m. forced them to limit testimony. As a result, some attendees voiced their frustration, with one outburst prompting a staffer to ask the co-chairs to regain control of the meeting. Councillor Loretta Smith criticized Kunal and Novick for not anticipating the high public interest. The Oversight Board, set to investigate allegations of police misconduct, has become a contentious issue in Portland's police reform efforts. Kunal argued that the current bias language used to disqualify applicants is vague and might be applied unfairly. He warned that individuals who have experienced systemic racism or past police encounters could be unfairly excluded from serving on the board. His proposal aimed to clarify the definition of bias using jury selection standards as a model. An amendment passed by Novick sought to replace the term bias with, quote, state of mind to indicate impartiality. Critics, however, argued that this change would introduce more ambiguity. Councillor Eric Zimmerman opposed the amendment, stating that the original language clearly prohibited bias and that the new language would encourage it instead. Police Union President Aaron Schmatz, who should not be there, also voiced strong opposition, suggesting that the change would allow biased individuals to serve if they simply claimed to be impartial. Baby, that's true today for anything. The everything. Debate, like everything, every day, always. What are you talking about? The debate over the Oversight Board's nominating process is not just a police issue, but also a labor issue. Schmatz pointed out that the police union had already negotiated the current bias language with city officials. Chief Deputy City Attorney Heidi Brown confirmed that the city would need union approval to alter the agreement. If the union refuses to reopen negotiations, the city would have no power to change the terms until the next contract.
Wild. Wild.
Public employee unions also expressed concerns over reopening negotiations. AFSCME Local 189 President Ron Martineau warned that attempting to renegotiate settled contract terms could erode trust between city workers and their employer. He stated that such a move would signal bad faith in labor negotiations and set a troubling precedent for future agreements. With no note taken on Kunal's proposal, its fate remains uncertain. He encouraged those who were unable to testify to participate when the resolution is brought up again, but did not specify when that might be. The delay highlights the challenges of implementing meaningful police oversight while balancing labor agreements and political opposition. I'm gonna tell you this.
Tell me.
Police oversight is someone is gonna have to help me understand the labor issue portion. And I say that meaning this is in fact not to make you work harder. This is not to make you work more hours. This is not what the reason that the police union is such a wrecking ball and gives collective bargaining a hard time is weaponizing this kind of language and what unions are actually for.
Right.
In moments that they are not applicable. The police union should have absolutely nothing to do with the Police Accountability Oversight Board. Nothing. Except for taking these suggestions from the board once things have happened.
Repeat that first line again.
The police union should have absolutely nothing to do with the Police Accountability Oversight Board.
Okay.
Is that what I said?
Yep. One more time.
Huh?
One more time.
Yikes. The police union should have absolutely nothing to do with the police oversight or Police Accountability Oversight Board.
Now, to some, they might say, well, that just sounds like common sense. You know? How can you be involved in your own oversight?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they've always been in charge of their own oversight, and you see where we're at.
it's almost like undersight.
We've gotten to the point of so little oversight that finally someone was like, we should have a federal database that tracks all of these police brutality cases, all of their misgivings, so that once you get fired from tiny town USA over here, you can't just go be, you know, the sheriff in tiny town to over here.
And then what happened to that report?
They said, no, thank you. We don't want this database. It's bad. It does oversight. We don't like that.
Yeah. It's been deleted.
This is, I mean, the police union has been able to bargain the amount of the strength of a million nations. You know what I mean? Like, they have absolutely no business getting to make decisions about who gets to be on the board, who gets to do the oversight.
Right.
When you, if you were being investigated for anything, you do not get to say, actually, I know I'm being investigated. Totes get it. I have a problem with this particular detective.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a fan. Okay. Yeah. Don't love their work. If you could just give me someone else, we can continue on with this interrogation that's happening. Like,
and while we're here, guys, while I have you, I also have an issue with this entire investigation. So if we could just table the investigation, circle back around to a time when it's important, because right now it's distracting from us doing our job. So if we could just not have an investigation, this...
An investigation is actually just going to get in the way right now, guys, because, you know, post BLM 2020 George Floyd riots, our hands are full.
And we're understaffed.
Okay. Totes understaffed.
And Tifa's everywhere.
All of the Tifas.
Yeah. And we're getting the tank delivery today. So I don't know where we're going to have time, because someone's got to be there to receive the tank. And the drones. And the dogs. The electronic.
And the Bruce Wing.
Electronic dogs. Wow. Put Bruce
back into it. So P-Town said, I'm out myself. I was at a few meetings for the creation of that board. It is my word idea to not have any kind of cop on that board or their family. I've never been so disappointed in my spent energy. Ooh. Baby.
Ooh. Rev them shoulders.
Ooh. Baby.
Man. That's rough stuff.
First of all, shout out to you being there.
Yes, definitely.
There should be no police on that board. There should not be police family members on that board. There should not be police union representatives on that board. You do not get to have a say in your own oversight. You don't. Certainly not when you have been proven to not be trustworthy. You are unable to be objective. Those cops will watch and listen to the body cam footage, know that their brother in blue is in the wrong, and be like, hide the tapes.
Yeah, flat out. What tapes?
Let's work on this narrative.
You can't release this video.
Hopefully no one asked for it.
Right. And if they ask for it, we can't release it to the press because this is an open investigation. Duh. Obvi.
And what do you think those people are going home and saying to their family members? Do you think they're saying, I messed up today?
No, it's a misunderstanding. You know that they bent everything out of shape.
Do you think they're going, oh man, okay, this one I'm getting fired for.
They say everything isn't caught on camera. You know what you guys don't see.
When did the assault from the person in handcuffs start, sir?
Yeah. Yeah. We got a text from earlier. Morning, fiancés. Literally waiting behind a Tesla with the bumper sticker that read, we bought this before we knew Elon was crazy. The driver is white. Reminds me of those white women who promoted wearing blue friendship bracelets.
Hey!
To show they stand with you. SMH. Have a good day.
Literally from the same creators.
From the creators who brought you.
From the creators that brought you safety pins, blue bracelets, and now apparently red lipstick.
I'm sorry, what? That's a new thing?
Yeah, the pink hats are taking back the red lip from the conservatives or something. I don't know. The red stands for resistance, and so we're doing it on our mouths.
Yeah, you heard it. You heard it when you said it. That is hilarious.
Sorry, I did. Yes, more performative measures, ladies. That's exactly what we need.
Wow.
Listen, you don't get to sell your car. I'm sorry. There's a lot of demand, right?
Yeah.
Won't this be a moment for you to come up? I'm sorry. I'm not doing it. Look, we do have actual... You cannot put a note on your car that says, don't be mad at me. I did this before I knew he was nuts. Fam, there hasn't been a time that you knew who he was that he wasn't chewing on wires. There isn't a time. The Teslas... I mean, you guys... I'm sorry for yelling. I'm going to try and bring it down.
Oh.
You could not get me to send you a penny. Simply on all of their own demonstrations. Let me show you that this car is bulletproof. I threw a baseball at it. It's not baseball proof, but apparently bullets can't go through here.
Well, I don't know if you know this, Morgan, since you claim to know so much. Baseballs and bullets are not made of the same material.
Whoa, true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
also, when I throw a bullet with my own hand,
yeah,
it does not penetrate
anything.
That's
the point, guys. Bulletproof.
Okay. And then when I throw a baseball with my own hand.
Yeah, well, again, they weren't made to protect people from baseball attacks.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Learn about it.
You're really putting me in my place.
Physics. Learn about it.
Yikes. I would maybe say the same. I counter with no you.
We got a text. Thanks for your work. Apparently, there is a dysentery outbreak. Wash your hands, people.
I'm leaving. A what?
My face right now. I feel like I'm in an episode. I'm in a chapter of Red Dead Redemption. I did not want to wake up in a time when people didn't know how dysentery works or like where there's an outbreak. And like, I mean, what's to be expected? I have watched way too many men not wash their hands in the restrooms. Oh my gosh. Ugh.
There are so many I ruined everything. I can't hear anything anymore.
No?
Did my headphones die? What happened?
In your snare phones?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay.
Am I back? Unsure. The dysentery outbreak made me take my headphones off. I pushed myself, ran into the door. What? I just have so many moments of like, kind of take away whoever raised you, right? At some point.
Right.
At some point, you gotta learn that maybe you do have to wash your hands.
Why don't you want it for yourself, though?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, just like, okay, so you go into the bathroom, you use the bathroom, and you walk out, and then you go pick up something you care about.
Food, and you put it in your mouth. And then you put it in your mouth. Or you rub your eyes.
Right.
You know? What are we doing? What are we talking about? And now, where is this dysentery coming from? Is this... there's just lots more poop in the water? Because why not just dump all that stuff? Yeah, just dump it on in there.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Yeah, I feel like I'm yelling and I still can't hear myself. Apologies, y'all.
Making some headphone adjustments.
Yeah.
Brooke said, red lips equal black square.
Yeah.
meaningless back padding. Yeah, for sure. Maybe they're powered off.
They're not.
Oh, okay.
But I appreciate that. Yeah. This is a little bit better. Right. Yeah, no, it's exactly that. We don't need more performance. We need you to show up.
Lord forbid.
We need the performance of resistance to actually like march on something. Where are all those handmade robes y'all was making? Like, get out there. Everybody has a role. I'm not saying that everybody is going to storm the Capitol. Like, everybody has a role. But your role absolutely cannot be wearing a bracelet. That's not a role.
Right.
You are signaling to your fellow white women that you are a
that you have nicer black friends.
White lady, right? You're not even saying that, though, and that's the thing. You're not saying, I respect other people enough that they also deserve the same rights I have.
Right.
They also deserve the same opportunities I have. We are still living in a delusion that there is a meritocracy. There is no meritocracy. There never has been. That is not real. Unless you are born a white male. And this is not to say that there are not, that there aren't qualified white men for things.
Right, of course.
There obviously are. But you, when you are the default as the most qualified and the most smart and knowledgeable and best to ever do it, and this is where we're at, baby.
Yeah.
They did nothing but throw the most, the least qualified people for positions of power all at the same time. That's happening right now. Just all at the same time. Just a cauldron filled of unqualified white noise.
Not a cauldron. Ay, ay, ay.
Like those particular white men cannot eat without someone's assistance.
Yeah.
I refuse to believe that you can balance a budget.
Oh my gosh.
Trump cannot even keep his ideas straight. Mans is talking about immigration fixing the deficit. Be Bruh. For real.
Bruh.
But the brainwash that we have been living in for that the government should run like a business. How come the government don't make profits? The people that have been doing the fraud and abuse of government contracts are now in charge of the government.
Boom.
And they're saying the fraud and abuse is coming from the places where it isn't coming from. They're not pointing at Starlink.
Whoa.
What?
You just saying they're now in charge of the government. So in my head, I was like, and now in charge of the government in daylight, like in front of everyone's eyes for them to see. Before, they were the shadow government. You know, they were paying our legislators to do the work for them. And now they have literally stepped in front of the legislators.
Yeah.
And just like, we got it from here, bud.
Yeah.
Thanks.
We'll take it from here.
We'll take it from here. We don't really need you guys. As a matter of fact, we're just going to, don't worry about you having to whip any votes. We'll take it from here.
No need.
We'll take it from here. A follow-up on the dysentery text. People got nowhere to poop or wash hands when they're living outside. It's just contagious.
Yes.
It's effing crazy. Then the non-hand-washing crowd helps, as mentioned.
No, thank you. Woo. Bring it back around.
Woo.
Sometimes you hear something and you go directly to the Oregon Trail. Right. You know? Thank you so much for coming back with that.
Yeah.
Because that is the reality. Thank you. So appreciate it. There are so many texts. I don't know how.
You live for the city. We got from SG that was telling us about the bumper sticker.
Yeah.
They sent the photo of the car with the sticker on it.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This text says, we can't talk about slavery because it's too atrocious, but not atrocious enough to remember. Give me a break. Exactly. I think this is P-Town. Portland police and oversight is a fancy statement. Yes, ma'am. It's a performative statement, too, because we certainly know, much like the reparations task force that pop up around all over the place, this is the same thing. This is not even a half measure, in my opinion. Let me be very clear. This is a Morgan Jones statement, not the views, you know, here. Whatever. I don't know.
Whatever.
It isn't even a half measure. Because if you're going to allow police or the union or their family members who have a vested interest in their narrative that this is the most dangerous and they're heroes, no one wants to believe that their parent or their, you know, whatever family member is a stormtrooper. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to believe that that person could be abusive or abuse their power. But I guarantee you that same person abuses power in that household. Because people that want to abuse power do it every place they can.
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
Those people cannot police themselves. They are like, let's honestly be for real. They do the good. Big quotes. Good cops don't make it. They get fired or they quit.
Or they get killed
in the line of duty because they did not get the support of their
brethren in blue.
Yeah. The amount of people that have admitted to hitting their spouse as a police officer does not in any way equate to the amount of police officers that have been arrested and convicted of domestic abuse.
Yeah, no.
Why? No prosecutors willing to take it on? Right. I don't think that's it. Well, I do think that's part of it, but you got to start with an arrest.
Right.
You got to start with charges. And if you're just listening to your buddy vent and he tells you how he old knocked her around last night and and your response is like, wow, that was a rough Tuesday, like, and move on. What are you policing?
I don't know if you saw.
Who are you keeping safe?
I don't know if you saw this video. Yeah, I saw it last night and I almost sent it to you. And I was like, no, I'm not sending this to her right now because we're trying to wind down. And it's the video starts with this teenager standing in the doorway of his home with police around him, and he's trying to show them. He called the police saying his father was abusing him, and he was trying to show them video of his father abusing him or attacking him. And then they restrained him, threw him to the ground. He ended up, I think, like fracturing part of his arm or something in the process of them restraining him. And then there's footage of one of the officers inside talking to the father, basically saying, he's your son. You get to, you know, in the course of disciplining him, you get to beat him, belt him. That's on you. Like, we're not, this is part of you raising your own kid.
Yeah, tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The child is being abused, calls the police to report the abuse.
The police say, abused, hands up, can't do anything.
Then is abused by the police. And then the police go inside and tell the father, keep up the good work.
Yeah. Yeah.
All on camera.
I mean, that should radicalize you, you know?
It should.
Brooke said, conflicting interests, speaking about the police accountability board. Just like when cops respond to alt-right white supremacist Proud Boy Klan, conflict of interest. Yes. It's the brotherhood meets the brotherhood, you know?
Yeah.
Yes. Real Freaky Friday moment.
Somebody hit us with a text, property. They are keeping property safe.
Thank you.
A text from the person, SG. How do y'all truly feel about tomorrow's economic boycott? Does it feel and seem performative? I worry about small biz getting overwhelmed because suddenly hundreds of new customers will show up on a single day and likely not come back to sustain that, sustain that support for local and small businesses. Do they even know where a local gas station is?
Yeah. So I will say this. I'm unsure on the reach that the economic boycott has made. I still feel like I'm seeing a lot of people question, like, so do I shop at all? Do I not do this? Do I, you know, which I'm not mad at people asking questions by any stretch. I just mean organizing is heavy work. And if we rely on getting the word out only by social media, it's going to get watered down and confused real quick.
A game of telephone.
Right. I think any boycott that you heard of the same month, but this is a planned thing, you know, like if you heard about this on February 12th and you're like, oh, on the 28th, I'm going to do this. There is let me take all of that back and be even more clear. All boycotts are performative. And by that, I mean, there is a performance to it. The success of one matters on how many people actually participate in the performance, okay. Right?
Okay.
This is the way that I see it.
Yeah. I would agree.
I worry less that a bunch of small businesses will get overwhelmed by so many orders or so much business in a day that they can't, you know. I'm less worried about that and more worried that people are not going to participate in any boycott that they don't really fully have a grasp on.
Mm. Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
We are still dealing with the idea. People say boycott Target and there are Black business owners that are like, but hey, not my stuff in there.
Right.
Baby, they are carrying you in their store. As a performance.
Yeah. An attempt to shield them from criticism.
Literally. And it's to shield them, not to uplift you. And if you are carried in Target, I'm guessing you got a website. I'm guessing someone can also purchase through an Instagram link or a so-and-so, right? Push people out of that store and into you directly. Okay, that's it. Into your store. Yes. Door.
Right. Yeah. Don't worry. It wasn't as pause worthy as you thought.
Okay. I don't know how people are going to, because seeing people say, am I supposed to shop at small businesses? Am I supposed to just spend no money whatsoever? I don't know that they're going to spend that money with a small business. I don't, like you said, do they know where a local gas station is? Do they know what a local coffee shop is?
Right.
Do they know that the one that they love very, very much is an actual chain?
Right.
Or, you know what I mean?
Everyone isn't as blessed as we are to live in Portland with all these local small businesses up and down every street in every neighborhood. Michelle said a boycott is, a boycott is a starting place and an opportunity.
Yes.
I've seen lots of people sharing and intending to participate who haven't been involved in past actions. Great opportunity to have conversations with people in your life about what's next.
Yes.
Many high profile people have spread the word. If people boycott tomorrow, great. They're getting some practice and taking action, and hopefully folks continue to boycott Amazon, Walmart, Target, etc.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely all of that. Let me be clear. What I meant by it being a performance is that. Is a starting place. Can be incredibly impactful and effective and successful. Target is losing money left and right.
Yeah.
we are only looked at as consumers to the people that it matters to in these moments. So yes, financial boycotts are the way to absolutely go.
Yep. Yep.
So I guess what I should say is it's a performance. It isn't necessarily performative because that word very much sounds like doing it for the gram, you know? And I don't mean it that way when I'm talking about this. So, but many forms of resistance are performances. You are performing resistance. And if we are only dollar signs or ability to generate dollar signs to them, we absolutely have to do it where it hurts.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hit them McPockets, like
yes,
P-Town would say. Hit them in the McPockets.
Hit them McPockets, bro. Like, make them have a really stupid, terrible, awful day or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and then keep it going. Mm-hmm. None of those places need another one of your dollars. Not one. Especially when you know for certain McDonald's, Walmart, Amazon, the workers there work full-time jobs and receive SNAP and Medicaid. Why? Because they work full-time jobs and still live below the poverty line. They work full-time jobs and still cannot afford to go see a doctor.
Imagine being in charge of government efficiency and not wanting to hold the corporations accountable, specifically in a situation like that. These are Americans that have jobs, but because of the low wages that you are choosing to pay them, mm-hmm. they are now still reliant on us, the government, to support them, to sustain them, to make sure they can at least pay rent or put gas in their car. The conversation immediately should swing right back to, you guys,
what are you doing wrong?
Pay a livable wage.
Those corporations rely on government subsidies to be the successes that they are.
Right.
And then the same corporations turn around and tell you all the poors are stealing from them and the workers want too much. They rely on this. They rely on people trapped in poverty to be able to run their corporations. And to be clear, that's not even what I mean. It isn't to run the corporations. It's to keep the profits that they keep.
Yeah.
Every single one of these corporations could run without exploiting people. Every single company. These are billion-dollar corporations that tell you they can't pay a livable wage. Because too many employees, actually. I guess we just did such a great job. We're everywhere. We're in the highest demand. Everyone wants us. Like, I will continue to say this over and over. They will spend their last penny to tell you there's not enough for you. Directly in your face. We ain't got no money for that. But on those quarterly valuation calls, there's a lot of money being talked about, right? There's a lot of money just sitting around. And when the media doesn't then explain to you, oh, hey, guys, Walgreens was lying. In their own call, they said they were lying. Give me the expose on why, if they were lying, is everything still locked up in a case? What's the savings that you have made by, I guess, no attrition now that nobody does any stealing because you can't, I guess. Did you pay any cashier more money? Mm. Do the pharmacists get a break now? You won't pay to have more than one pharmacist or more than one tech. You don't want to pay to give them a lunch either. Like, be for real. Where'd the money go? Oh, to a pocket. A bunch of shareholder pockets. And I'm sorry, we got to get to the point where we understand that every single one of those shareholders on that call reaping in all this money is also a part of the problem. This passive income, I just, you know, just play with my little Monopoly money and see what happens. I'm going to shake it up. Let's buy some more Walmart. You think that those people... The people do, you have convinced yourself that low wage means low skill, low ability,
low value.
But what would you do without them?
Well, we're about to find out.
In every way.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's a good thing we don't have any regulation or oversight, because otherwise
that would just get in the way, you know? Oh,
we
boy.
Did one story today.
We did. Shout out to the squad. Shout out to the text fam chat squad.
Y'all carried.
Excellent job. Text upon text upon text. Got one. Oh, go ahead.
Nope.
So let alone power. Being able to name what violence is and stalking and surveillance is just going to become a form of violence anymore when you have the state and everyone in power deciding that that's good to go.
Fam? This one says, the rule of thumb when I was a kid in the Jim Crow South, blue uniform by day, white hood and robe by night.
Bob.
I cannot, like, I appreciate you very, very much, and you're chiming in very, very much because too many people forget the timeline. And not enough people know the terror.
Yeah.
And that's incredibly purposeful and all of the things. And it's, you know, the curriculum that is written on purpose to not speak about the terror. So that we don't have to think about how a person could ever live through a time like that. The amount of people that have lived through that era that are still alive and seen many remnants know that this the playbook does not change. This is the same. We just, you know, we're going to do some remixes for sure.
Right.
But the goals haven't changed. The subjugation hasn't changed. The exploitation hasn't changed. All of those things are still the point. The only thing that changes is how it gets done in the society that it's happening in that moment. And it astounds me that we haven't gotten to a point by 2025 where collectively, we are not standing up to this in a way that stops it. That we are still talking about, did these things really happen? Are you sure you're not pushing a narrative? We are still sitting in the marketplace of ideas instead of the road to action, you know?
They like have everything in here.
So many SKUs.
You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM and in the Hale and Wheeler, Manzanita and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at x-ray.fm. Bobby reporting live from his experiences in the Jim Crow South and Boston.
Put the racism on top of my racism, please.
Bobby, like, and also 2+, whilst that, in the Northeast.
That time I saw them tie someone to a back of a, like,
yeah.
Boston's level of racism is renowned.
Yeah. Renowned is the right word. Yeah.
Like, oh, you was over there. That, okay. Well, you know, honestly,
hey,
you might not have had a choice but to be that racist. I don't know.
Sheesh. Mm. This well, was great. This was exciting.
Did what we could.
This was exciting. So exciting. Today's show was brought to you by one Morgan Jones and myself, DJ Ambush. Shout out to our podcast editor, Kyle G of Residual Audio.
Ba, 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 ba.
Shout out to all of you texting this morning. We got some new texts with some new numbers, bunch of new folk, new peeps.
We didn't get to maybe half of the texts.
Yeah, so
big
many.
Big apology off rip. But thank y'all so much for being so engaged.
For real. And we know Kyle will get them in the episode notes. Playlist is updated. Only got a chance to play one song during the show today. Another one to close us out. But you know what it is, man. Don't let the individuals distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People over profits. Power to the people. None of us are free until we are all free. Stay engaged with us all week. You can follow us at News of My Fiance. You can follow me at ScanBeezy. You can also follow Morgan Jones, which is my preference, at Portland Morgan. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.